This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, we just heard a term there in Christopher's story that you've probably heard a lot this year, especially here on Marketplace: wealth and poverty. The issue of income inequality took center stage in the election we just had and in the fiscal cliff discussions that are going on right now. So has the national discussion changed? Have the dynamics between rich and poor shifted at all in 2012? For answers, we've called up our wealth and poverty reporter, Chrissy Clark. Hi, Chrissy.
Hi, Jeremy.
So this is the first year that we've had a wealth and poverty desk here at Marketplace. And I think we should start by just explaining exactly what that is.
Right. I think that sometimes people imagine an actual desk that maybe has like diamonds on one side of it and is crumbling on the other. So that's not what it is. To clarify, I've started calling it actually the wealth and poverty and what's happened in between desk. Because basically we look at how the middle class has started to kind of hollow out while the extremes, rich and poor, have gotten stickier. And so we look at why that's happening, whether it matters, and explore things like economic mobility, income and wealth distribution, that kind of stuff.
So if you look back at all of 2012 and the stories that you've been covering, is there one that stands out to you as being the wealth and poverty story of the year?
I covered over the summer a janitor strike in Houston that, so just to give context, you know, the Houston skyline is full of office buildings that Right. house executives for some of the richest companies in the world, Exxon, JP Morgan Chase. And meanwhile, the people who clean those buildings are paid very little. The striking janitors this summer were asking for and eventually got higher wages, but they still make less than $10 an hour. So even working full time, they're hovering around the poverty level.
So what was it about that janitor strike that stood out to you?
Well, for one, these office buildings are kind of a microcosm of the income inequality that's been growing across the country over the last few decades. And a janitor I spoke to in Houston named Alice McAfee put it like this.
They are taking all the money home with them, and we're not getting a cut of it.
That kind of sentiment you hear from low-wage workers all over the country.
Well, I guess the big question then, Chrissy, is are we getting to a place in this country where the middle class is shrinking so much that we're going to end up with just the very rich and the very poor, the janitors and the executives?
Remember, until fairly recently, a lot of Americans worked in manufacturing jobs, and those paid well enough that you could have what you'd call a middle-class life. But now, as the global economy is changing, a lot of those sorts of jobs are gone, and what's left in a lot of places are either professional jobs that require a lot of education and make a good amount of money, or on the other hand, you have a lot of these service jobs, cashiers, fast food workers, janitors, and those jobs, at least for now, those are mostly low wage. So a big question for the country is, are we facing a new era where the country will have much less of a middle class and much more of what you might call a working poor? Or do we want to turn those jobs into middle class jobs? And if so, how exactly do we do that?
A big question that you will be trying to answer, I'm sure, in 2013. Marketplace wealth and poverty reporter Chrissy Clark, thank you so much.
Thank you.